Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's now time for a chat with Aaron and Matt from local band The Optimists. Thanks for coming on the show, gents.
Hello. Very much.
How are you guys doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Just,
sat in a radio station.
Well, we've been, obviously, had the single release and done a few gigs for festival and got a few coming up. So we're just getting ready for everything and just been writing music.
So you've been in the studio a few times now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember how many times, I know it's a few.
Many.
we like to support local music here, so this is why you guys keep on getting invited back. Do you know what I mean? Which is never a bad thing. Maybe. I don't know. We'll find out. So what have you been up to since the last time you're in the studio?
So we've just released our new single, Not a Big Deal, which came out last Friday. We've recorded a music video. We've just played the Isle of Wight Festival. And yeah, we've just been behind the scenes really, just doing a lot of writing and getting prepped for the rest of the year and for 2025.
So chipping away behind the scenes then.
Yeah.
How did the Isle of Wight Festival go this year?
Yeah, it was crazy. We actually, every year we've either played two or three times and it's been quite overwhelming. And last year we played the main stage, so that was crazy. But this year we played the Hip Shaker stage. And considering we did the main stage last year, the buzz and the energy was even higher at this set.
Really?
We had like, I think, over 900, I think, watching us.
Yeah,
Something like that.
I was expecting a crowd, but then like I just looked up and the place was just packed. And I was just like, oh, okay. Like,
more than a few people out there.
So, it gave me like a massive like adrenaline boost. And then just sort of, just absolutely go for it. And then, like, everyone really enjoyed it. We had videos coming back. We had people singing back the lyrics, quietly, like, they were shouting the lyrics back.
Proper screaming the lyrics back at you. I mean, if that's happening to you now, that's only a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? that can't be taken as a negative thing at all. It's like, these people know our music. This is great.
It was crazy. I mean, we had to sit back and, I mean, Matt was laughing and I started laughing because it was just surreal. Hearing a couple hundred people out the front just chanting your lyrics word to word. Even on the new song that wasn't even out at the time, people were singing it. It was
wow.
Surreal.
That's incredible. That's an achievement. That really is. Right. So we're going to be playing your brand new single, Not a Big Deal, shortly. What was the inspiration when writing that track?
So there's like two stories coming to mind.
Keep it clean.
I will, don't worry. So the first one, the whole like shouting of Not a Big Deal came about was, it was just after our festival and, last year, sorry. And I was just out, for a pint with my mate Scotty and, I was just chatting about...
Just chilling and hanging out and doing stuff.
And, I was just chatting, just about life and how, doing the main stage and then sort of it's back to normality again. Like, it's sort of... It's sort of a little bit jarring, but it was good at the same time. And he was like, you need to write a song, mate, and he needs to call it Not a Big Deal. And, when you get to the chorus, you need to shout Not a Big Deal. And immediately, next day, had the demo, sent it to the boys. And then we just sort of worked with it, on and off for, a couple months. And then December rolled around. And let's just say someone left me with a bit of a sour taste in my mouth.
Right, okay.
And that's where the lyrics of the verses came.
We'll leave it at that. We don't want to go too deep.
No.
We don't need no Jerry Springer stuff going on today, gents. So it's drawn basically from a personal inspiration and a period in your life that was difficult and troublesome for you then.
Yeah, and I think... the whole Not a Big Deal thing worked because of the fact that, a lot of the, you have that older generation saying, just get on with it, whereas, why not just, give yourself time to process it, and then obviously get yourself back in. And like I said, that's what it was mainly like. It was just people just, treating it as if it was not a big deal, and they're like, okay.
It might not be for you, but it is for me.
So, obviously my life ain't, I'm not the centrepiece of everyone else's life. Do you know what I mean? I understand that. It was just, sometimes people were like, oh, you got to come out. I was like, yeah, but I'm not feeling it.
I just don't want to.
Yeah. So I sort of just stayed by myself for a little bit.
Okay. No, that's fair enough. At the end of the day, we all process things slightly differently. Sometimes that means sitting on the sofa watching TV, sometimes that means going out and seeing a show. That's what you got to do. And there's nothing wrong with either one of that.
Yeah.
Right, so now we know what the track is about. We're going to go back to music. So you guys, you've got albums, EPs, singles, everything else like that, yeah? Where can you purchase your music from?
So we do have some cassettes up for sale on our. If you go on our Instagram, check out our link tree. There's a little bio. It's created by Chalk Pit Cassettes, and it's the Small Talk EP. But in terms of the new track, it's only on Spotify, YouTube, all the streaming services. Maybe tied into an EP in future date, but we haven't really worked that out yet. I'm still working on it.
That's in the process. Yeah,
in the pipeline. Maybe.
It might be. It might not be. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough. So, did the band have a website and social media?
Yes, yeah, so all our social media tags are at The Optimist UK. No website as of yet, we just use a Linktree. Stuff's tied into that, so, yeah.
If you go to Linktree, the Instagram's there, the social media's, the TikToks, the Facebooks.
All
the,
of it, yeah.
Whatever. I don't know what the kids use nowadays. They change their mind every 10 minutes, don't they? And I can't keep up.
We've got this new one, Threads. I'm still getting heads around that.
Oh, that, yeah.
What is that? I've never
known. Threads. It's like, I don't even know if people are still using it anymore. Because it was a whole thing last year when Elon Musk got Twitter.
Yeah, he went from Twitter to X, didn't it?
Yeah, and then people just left that platform. And then I thought it was quite clever from Meta, because it's all to do with, tied up with Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, right, okay.
And I thought it was quite clever. So then they launched their own version of Twitter, which was a little bit more like the original Twitter.
Right.
And they called it Threads. And we used it for a little bit, but then I think for a lot of people as well, like we were just there like, what's the point?
Do people still talk about it? I think it's kind of faded, hasn't it?
It's well, obviously faded, it's yeah. being talked about because we're living in it.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
But obviously outside the studio. But no, I'd never even heard of it yet.
Yeah, it was a weird like 2 weeks. Like, yeah, we used it because it was around the same time Small Talk, our EP, came out. So I was like, well, if we're going to try
you
and
use the platform to promote what you can. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
With most algorithms, if there's a new feature on a bit of social media, the algorithm will be pushing that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We're like, well, let's just quickly use it and, like, you know,
see where we go. Mm. Right, no, okay, that's fair enough. So what's in the pipeline for the band then?
So we've got a headline coming up, local one, Arloy White at Strings Bar and Venue on the 9th of August. And we're supported by a Southampton band called Wonderlux. They're kind of... I'm trying to find out, explain them. A bit shoegazy, heavy.
Okay,
so
yeah.
So suiting the new track that we've just released. Mm. And then shortly after that, we're playing Victoria's Festival.
Wow.
Yeah, we're playing on the Friday at 3:30 on the introducing stage.
Oh, wow. So you've got... And obviously you're working on the EPs and music behind the scenes as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, we knew this year we weren't going to be gigging as much as last year, which is kind of a good thing actually, because then it kind of makes more of our gigs more a little bit like exclusive kind of thing. So like people have to come to it rather than us.
If you're gigging like every other week somewhere, it's like, well, I'll go to the next one. But if you're gigging like once every 6 months, it's like we need to go to that one.
Yeah,
creates that demand.
Yeah, and then because of that, like where we've had this time, we've sort of reflected on the sound a bit, what ways we can go, like, and how far we can go with them, and just been writing loads of songs. I've been writing loads of demos and just sending it into the chats and just like, oh yeah, like, guys got a new idea. And it's just like, thing is, I'm terrible with structuring my songs, so it'd be like I'll get half what, like, I'll finish one halfway through and I'll start a new idea and then like so on and so on, so none of my songs will be finished.
But you can always go back and cherry pick bits from here and there, and then create something more than it's some of its parts, is it?
Well, that's what we've been doing with the new song we've been writing. Is we wrote it. It was this melody I wrote last year, and I thought it was really catchy. And then we basically had the whole song written, and it was about 2 weeks before a gig. And then we were like, everyone wanted to scrap it, and they're like, right, okay. So I was like, I kept the verses and kept that for another song, and I kept the chorus, and I was like, oh, right, I'm going to wait till I can find the perfect song for this chorus.
I'll slot it in there.
Yeah, and then I literally, Friday or Saturday just gone, we were in rehearsal, and I was like, I started to notice that the chorus fits with the chorus that I wrote last year, so then we put that in, made some changes, and yeah, that's the nice thing about it. It's almost like having a bank of like melodies, lyrics, and like
a scrapbook of memories, or in this case it's songs. It's like, right, that didn't work with that, but that can now work with this, and you know, you take one bit from here and one bit from there, and before you know it, you've got a banger of a tune.
I mean, we've all got like little databases. Like, Henry's got loads on his computer. I've got loads of little demos recorded on my phone. We just use them as reference points and merge them when they fit and try and create ideas off them ideas. And yeah, it's just kind of how we roll it.
But it's good that you can do that, though, surely.
Yeah, but then, like, sometimes, you know, I could just get, you know, we'll just have a song completely written within the space of an hour. Do you know what I mean? Like, we won't have to look into that. It's just like, we just genuinely just go with
it. Just go with the flow, and it's like, it feels natural, it feels spontaneous. Yeah. And it's like, it just works.
Yeah, and 9 times out of 10, those are the songs where you don't put much thought into it. They tend to do really well.
Just like, not a big deal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just like, not a big deal. Right, okay then. So, we're going to be playing this track in a minute. I swear we're going to.
Prepare yourselves.
Right. But we've got one last question before you play this track. All right, this is the curveball question.
Okay.
Oh, I love a curveball question.
Oh, you've got to love a curveball question, haven't you? Right, okay. What's your favourite biscuit?
Oh.
Hobnob. No, Oreo.
Oreo,
absolutely, yeah. That's more of like a... like a cake biscuit to me.
Like so a Jaffa cake kind of thing.
Yeah, so I kind of
forget
about it.
You can't really dunk Oreos in tea, though, can you? Like, Hobnobs, you can, like, suck up a whole mug of tea with the thing. But Oreos, I don't know.
They go well in a coffee.
Oh, I don't drink coffee, so I don't know.
Oh, okay, fair. Try it. Just try it sometime.
I'm stuck between two. I'm stuck between Maryland's, because the cookies are good.
Yeah.
Or Bourbon's.
See, now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Now, I'm going to go with Bourbon's. Because they're just right for dunking. I think they're vastly underrated.
Yeah, they are.
But they're like the dunkability. Or I would go custard creams for the same reason. Okay. No, custard creams, when you dunk them in tea, are amazing. When you eat them dry, they're horrible.
I just can't stand custard creams. Cannot stand them.
Yeah, I'm going to join in on the vote on the Bourbons. Top tier.
So top god tier biscuit.
God tier biscuit.
But I say like they're underrated. Like not many people talk about them.
Like, no.
They obviously digestives and like you know stuff like that, or custard creams. And I was like, yeah, but what about Bourbons? You've got to have the Bourbons, man. Like they're good.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to have the Bourbons. Like yeah, but yeah, like I'd say they're god tier, but it's like they're underrated.
Mm.
They're massively
people need
underrated.
To talk about Bourbon creams more.
Yeah,
I think you need to set up a new show about just biscuit discussion.
Biscuits discussion, but we're here for the music though at the moment.
Biscuit secondly,
music first, biscuit secondly. Yeah. Right, so we are now going to play this brand new track. Do you guys want to introduce it? Is it your track?
Yeah, sure, go for it. Hang on, I've got to give myself a moment.
Excuse me.
Okay, so the next track that's going to be played is "Not a Big Deal" by The Optimists.
Love is a kind, so I'm so young. I ask, are you satisfied with your life?
Access Radio, FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Vectis Radio. Vectisradio.com.